It is Thursday, October 17th. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
Elijah Cummings, the long-serving Democratic congressman and civil rights advocate who was deeply involved in Trump's impeachment inquiry, has passed away at age 68. Meanwhile, Energy Secretary Rick Perry tells the Wall Street Journal that Trump directed him to call Rudy Giuliani about Ukraine. And lastly, demanding dignified pay and benefits, 25,000 Chicago public school teachers plan to go on strike today.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Representative Elijah Cummings, a Maryland Democrat and chairman of the House Oversight Committee, died at Johns Hopkins Hospital at the age of 68 Thursday from complications concerning longstanding health challenges, this according to his office in a statement. Son of a sharecropper, Cummings practiced law for almost two decades before winning his congressional seat in 1996, where he was renowned for championing civil rights issues. Cummings played a significant role in numerous investigations into Trump's conduct and policies, including his mass detention of children at the U.S.-Mexico border. Earlier this year, Cummings said he had no doubt that Trump is a racist after the president said four Democratic members of Congress, all women of color, should go back to other countries. Energy Secretary Rick Perry told the Wall Street Journal on Wednesday that Donald Trump directed him to contact Rudy Giuliani in the spring about alleged Ukraine corruption concerns. Perry said he contacted Giuliani as a way to set the stage for a meeting between Trump and the newly elected Ukrainian President Zelensky. The Journal notes Perry's discussions with Giuliani concerning allegations that Ukraine interfered in the 2016 U.S. election show how closely Trump's personal lawyer worked with cabinet officials on Ukraine policy. The House Intelligence, Foreign Affairs, and Oversight Committees have all subpoenaed Perry to overturn documents by this Friday as part of their investigation into Trump's alleged efforts to push Ukraine to investigate 2020 candidate Joe Biden.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
For the second time in 7 years, Chicago public school teachers will be on strike starting today, walking out of class in the name of better schools. Accusing Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot of rejecting contract proposals that would create better public school conditions for educators and students, the 25,000-member Chicago Teachers Union are striking to push for pay and benefits that, quote, give us dignity and respect. In a statement, the teachers union said educators are fighting for conditions that include smaller class sizes, adequate staffing from social workers and teachers for English language learners and special education students, and living wages for paraprofessionals, some of whom who earn less than $30,000 a year. Classes for around 300,000 Chicago public school students were canceled on Thursday in anticipation of the strike, which follows months of tense contract negotiations. Teachers and school workers are expected to begin taking to the picket lines at 6:30 a.m. Central Time ahead of a mass rally in March in the afternoon. And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
CNN reports that Elizabeth Warren's campaign is studying a range of options for paying for Medicare for All, leaving open the possibility that the presidential candidate may ultimately diverge from Bernie Sanders on how his sweeping health care plan, which Warren has endorsed, would be paid for. From the Washington Post, Mike McKinley, a former senior advisor for Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and a career diplomat, reportedly told impeachment investigators Wednesday that he quit his job at the State Department because of what appears to be the utilization of our ambassadors overseas to advance domestic political objectives. The month-long strike of United Auto Workers that brought General Motors domestic factories to a standstill could be ending. UAW has said a new agreement offers a four-year contract and, quote, represents a major gain for the 49,000 hourly workers on the picket line. UAW will likely continue to strike until the deal is officially signed. And Joe Biden is bleeding cash, folks. Politico reports that Joe Biden spent almost $2 million more than his presidential campaign raised in the third quarter, a predicament caused by sluggish fundraising coupled with the expenses of maintaining a big payroll and a nationwide operation, one that included luxury expenses such as swank hotel stays at the Westin and the W, and nearly $1 million for private jets. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie. Lucy?
Thank you, Sam. Don't forget to check out the Majority Report today at noon, wherever your podcasts are found.